Hey everybody, what's going on? Bay Ragney here. I want to welcome you back for another episode of the Rock and Ragney Show. On this episode, we have one of my favorite bands from like the last 5 years. They are known as Thunder Mother from Sweden. So if you don't know them, get on the ball. Freaking check them out. Thunder Mother. All-girl band, Sweden. If you like AC/DC, if you like Motorhead, you're going to love Thunder Mother. I got to talk to lead singer Guernica Mancini this past week. And we talked about the new album coming out, the new single, new video. We talked about her past career in music, being at the Musicians Institute in California, being in a band with Jeff Young, formerly of Megadeth, her old band Royal Ruckus, and then leading her to the path of Thunder Mother, where she is now, where they are taking over Europe, dominating, and getting ready to hopefully be here in 2021 in the United States. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Check her out. Check them out. Here's Guernica of Thunder Mother.
And, like, on my bucket list of life is to hang out with you guys in Thunder Mother and party with you guys.
Yeah!
You guys are like, oh, every time I see you on social media, I'm like, shit, I need to party with them.
You should. We do have a good time.
It seems.
We definitely know how to party, so yes.
Now, I mean, you joined Thunder Mother like 3 years ago. Like, were you always into the big, like, it's funny because, like, you know, once you came on with them, like, you know, I really didn't know nothing about you, and like, sitting here getting ready for the interview, I start investigating and researching, and I'm finding out all this stuff about you. Were you always like that rock and roller? Because you came out of nowhere for me.
Yeah, no, I understand. If I was always a rock and roller, I mean, my entire adult life I've been singing rock, so yes, but I do enjoy all kinds of music, and you know, in high school, I was like, I guess I was considered like an R&B chick. And before that, probably like, you know, like I've been through a lot of phases growing up and finding myself. But I ended up really loving rock. So this is who I am and who I've been for the past over 10 years now. So
yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I saw like you had worked with no, first off, I didn't realize you spent a lot of time here in the United States at Musicians Institute in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out like you were working with producers who had worked with like people like Jay-Z and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and all. So I was wondering, oh, wow, I was wondering if she was like an R&B girl, like a pop girl.
I guess I've always had a dream of being like an R&B girl when I was growing up, because I still to this day I love Motown. I love, like, that's why I think I have a bluesy vibe to my vocals. But when I started at MI and I met all these girls and guys that they were all like singing, they sounded like Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, and I was like, ooh, I do not sound like them. I'm not even close to singing like them, and I have no interest in singing that way either. So to me, rock has just felt very natural. And when I started writing my own music, it just was very like blues rock. And I don't know, it's, yeah, I've worked with people from different genres for sure, but I've always fallen back into rock because that's where I feel the most at home and most comfortable. And that's where I've really evolved and developed my own sound too.
That's cool. Now, somebody you played with, and I was shocked by this too, because he's actually like my favorite guitar player to play with Megadeth, was Jeff Young.
Oh, really? You know Jeff?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I don't know him personally, but, you know, I was a big fan of his when he was in Megadeth, you know, years ago.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. That was like my last, I guess, 1.5 year in LA. We started a band together, Souls on 11. It was a cool learning experience for sure. But I mean, I'm way happier now in the band, and I've definitely played with a lot of different people, and through him I met like Jimmy DeAnda, you know, the mm-hmm. drummer from Bullet Boys.
Yeah.
And I remember we did a gig and James Lomenso was there and played the bass. And so I met a lot of cool, like, legendary players while playing with Jeff.
That's cool.
But I mean, that didn't really work out. But it was fun as long as it lasted. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Now, how about And then I saw another band, which, like, when I came across this band that you were in, and I saw the two videos, and a vibe that I always thought you had. And after watching these videos, I was like, yeah, totally. Stevie Nicks.
Yeah?
You always just remind me, like, a Stevie Nicks vibe to you. And watching the videos from the band Royal Ruckus.
Thank you. I mean, I love Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. Oh my God, that's like a huge compliment. I never really mentioned them when I do interviews, but that's actually a band that I listen quite a lot to. And Stevie Nicks is definitely one of my favorites. And thank you so much. That's awesome. That's such a huge compliment.
and let's throw this other person out there, because I heard you're a big fan of this person too. And I was growing up in, you know, the one and only Prince.
Oh my God, yes. I love Prince. I actually got to see him live twice when I lived in Los Angeles. You know, he was doing these, like I think he did like 25 shows or something to like save the Forum, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to two of those shows, and I was just like, I don't know, I liked him before, but then after those shows, I was like, oh my God, he's amazing.
Yeah.
This is something else.
He was just a totally another level.
Yeah. Incredible. And to me, Prince is very rock and roll. Absolutely. And he managed to do like electro pop stuff and still be super rock and roll. So to me, I love that, where you can have it all, you know?
Absolutely. Now, with the whole Thunder Mother thing, how did it come about? Like, did you know of Thunder Mother? Were you a fan? How did you end up getting hooked up with the band?
I wouldn't say that I was a fan. I mean, I knew of them, that's for sure. But I was very involved in my own band, Royal Ruckus. And that was like, I think that's kind of how I work. When I decide to focus on something, I'm very much just in that bubble and do everything I can to, you know, get that off the ground and whatever. So I wasn't really listening to or super aware of their music, you know, but I knew of them, of course. And then, you know how it is. Well, maybe I don't know, the States, you know, it's way bigger over there. But here in Sweden, people that work with music and are active and just play a lot of shows, eventually you'll meet each other, you know. And so my band opened up for Filippa's old band, Highfly, which is more of a blues-oriented band. And Royal Ruckus was a good fit for that, obviously. So sure. Being that we were more blues Led Zeppelin type rock band. So we opened for them. And that's how I got to know Filippa and Sarah, the old bass player.
Okay.
And we became friends and exchanged contacts. I mean, we stayed in contact. She booked some shows for us in Stockholm. And I know both her and her fiance really enjoyed my band. And then when I was having some bad problems within my band, you know, it happens in all bands.
Sure.
I contacted people in the industry that I knew, and Filippa being one of them. I asked her for advice and to see if she might know. It was our bass player that had quit the band, so I asked her if she knew any bass players. I'm from the South, so if she knew anyone in the South that I could contact, blah, blah, blah. And then while we were having this conversation, she actually mentioned that the Thunder Mother, that they also had some problems. She didn't really say what the problems were, but she mentioned that they were also going through some stuff. And I said to her jokingly, like, if you ever need a singer, then I'll be there tomorrow. I would love to. And that I said really like jokingly, because not in a million years I thought that the singer would quit the band.
Right.
That just doesn't happen. And then she was like, well, actually, would you be interested in doing an audition for the band? And I was like, hell yeah. And I did. And the thing is, like, I didn't, with my old band, it was kind of, it's kind of like, I am very spiritual and stuff. And I feel like everything happens for a reason kind of thing, where it's like the same week that I did the audition for Thunder Mother, earlier that week, my old band members had like more or less broken up with me because the old band was like my child. That was my Thunder Mother. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wrote most of the songs with the guitar player. It was my passion project. And so the guys told me early that week that they didn't want to play anymore. So I was devastated, but that was like on the Tuesday. And then on the Thursday, I did an audition for Thunder Mother. And then exactly a week after, I got the gig, you know what I mean? Like they called me and told me. So it's just like so much stuff happening in 2 weeks, but it was just amazing how everything just, you know, it got just sorted out and just happened naturally, you know?
That's awesome. Now, yeah. How was it like for you going to, like, you know, you go into Thunder Mother and now you're playing like festivals and stuff like that? Was that like a big shock for you? Something to get used to?
It was initially, yeah, it was, you know, the movie Rockstar?
Yes.
With Mark Wahlberg. I love that movie. And then when I first started the band, I mean, it felt like I took like 3 steps in my career, like bam, boom. Now we're going on tour. We're going to open for the Dead Daisies. Like so much stuff was happening. And it was like a whirlwind, like a crazy roller coaster that I just jumped onto. But it was amazing. And it was just, I feel like everything that I've done up to this point has prepared me for that, and I've always just wanted to tour and do exactly what we've been doing in this band. So it was just great timing, and I feel like I was very prepared. I mean, I was ready to take that chance, but obviously you learn a lot by touring, and you know, you grow as an individual and you learn about yourself and the band and blah, blah, blah. But it's been awesome and it's been great. And to reference back to that movie is that in the beginning, like even when we were taking band photos, it was hard not to smile because I'm like, I'm living my dream right now. I'm like, I'm actually in a band that's doing things and that want the same things as I do, because that's kind of what happened with my old band. Like, people say that they want certain things, but then they're not willing to put in the effort, sacrifice the necessary things you need to do to get to, you know, where you could actually live off of music and those things. And I think it just takes a different long time for people to realize that, but it's really, really lovely to be in a band where we're all on the same page and, you know. Yeah, well, that was a long answer.
You know what? But that seems, you know, you can see that too. Like, I've been a fan of the band, you know, from the old lineup to this lineup. And with the old lineup, it didn't seem like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I could sense there was something there that wasn't there. But with you guys, you can sense, like, the true bond and friendship and, you know, going on between you guys. Like, there's a true... maybe it's even respect going on. You know what I mean? Like you can just sense it just in videos you watch, interviews or the pictures and social media. I don't know. There's just a totally different vibe from the new lineup.
Thank you. I mean, that means a lot. And I completely agree with you. Like, we do respect each other a lot, and we value, like, it's very important, the communication, because we've all been in other bands before and we know how hard it is. You know, the communication part is super important, especially when you spend that much time together, and to be honest and respectful. And I think that we've learned so much about each other. I mean, last year we did like 90 plus gigs. So, yeah, we're definitely a solid unit for sure. Now,
how about the fans? How did the fans take to you guys at first? You know, when the new girls came in.
I would say the fans have been amazing. I love our fans. They've been super supportive, and I haven't felt anything but love. And whatever negative comments or whatever, there's so few that I don't even pay attention to them. But there's always going to be haters, and I think that just part of you know, the bigger you get, the more success you get, there's always going to be people comparing you and hating. But the fact is that the four that are right now in the band, we work really well together, and you can feel it. You see it when we play live. And it's, I just think this, the music and our live performances speak for themselves. We are a real band, and whatever was in the past, it definitely, it helped us to get to the point where the band is now. But I think that we, in this, since 3 years back, we've taken a huge step, forward, yeah, as a band as well. I think most people wouldn't have expected that from a band with a completely new lineup and so forth. So I don't know. I mean, the fans are just great, and they've been really, really lovely.
Has there been any creepy or stalker moments with the fans?
I mean, there are always a few, I guess. It's interesting. Every time I post something with my feet, there's always people commenting. But that's like some freaky, weird stuff. But I mean, there's always a few that you're kind of like, maybe we should keep an eye on that person. But I mean, overall, I think I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to jinx this, but I think that we've been pretty lucky.
Cool, cool. So you guys got the new album. It's getting ready to come out in July. It's called Heat Wave. Mm-hmm. You put the first single out already. It's first video, which, again, the video looked like it was a giant party that I missed out on. So, but also now, the new album, Heat Wave, it's your first album with the new label. You guys were on Despot for years, and now, mm-hmm, yeah, it's like a whole new start for real now.
Yeah. What was the question? Sorry.
Well, you're with the brand new label now.
Yeah, AFM.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're super happy about that. I mean, it was necessary because we want our fourth album to go to the next level. And what does that mean? It means some sort of like mainstream success. So we needed to be working with a label that wanted the same thing as we did and had the capacity, and not the capacity, that's that had that financial, you know, backing to take us there. You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
sure.
They see, oh God, I've done so many interviews today that my like my English is starting to be like blah blah blah. But no, what I'm saying is that when we decided that we needed a new label is because we want to take it to the next level. We want to be as big as possible, and then you need the right kind of backing for that. And AFM shared our vision and believed that we could do that. So it's been a great collaboration so far. I'm super happy with them, and I think that it's really nice to work with a label that want the same thing as you do.
Right.
And we joke around, yeah, world domination, but actually I do want that, and I do want us to play arenas, and that means that we need to reach so many more people. So you need a label with that kind of manpower and those kind of connections, you know?
That's what I was wondering too with the whole AFM thing. Like, and I was thinking that myself. Like, was this a way for you guys to get to a bigger audience, bigger, you know, just a bigger reach, bigger distribution, bigger everything? And then I saw I think it was on Facebook. You guys put out a video thanking the fans a couple weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago for the new single "Driving in Style" for the streams on Spotify. And at that point, you guys had just broken 200,000. So then I looked last night, and you're like closing in on 350,000, and you almost doubled it in 2 weeks. So I was like, it's, you know, it's got to be the with AFM behind them now helping push it out there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's why we went with AFM. I mean, yeah, no doubt about it. But I want to believe that it also has to do with the great song.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
And in these times, like, people need fun music and uplifting music when you can't really do much. And so I think it's a combination of both, and also that we've put in our work. Like, we've been touring so much, and I can see it even when we've been playing live. Like, the audience are growing, and it's like this. They're spreading the word. Like, you know, Thunder Mother is I mean, we're obviously not a household name just yet, but it's definitely getting out there more. And AFM is helping, absolutely. So, yeah, we're very pleased with it. They're really good.
So the song, again, Driving in Style, and people got to see this video because it's a freaking party. And I feel bad I was left out on this party, but how much fun was it doing that video?
It was a blast. We had so much fun. It was really interesting because I honestly I've never ridden. What's the plural? I've never been on a mechanical bull before, and it was interesting when they suggested that because I'm a super clumsy person. It's like I'm the one that falls off stage. Like I don't even need to drink, and I'm like falling all over the place, and you know, super super clumsy. And I was like, okay, so you want me to do that part? But I got up there, and they cut it so it looks cool, which I'm really happy about.
Nice.
And it's just fun to see, like, when Emily plays the drums on the guy, and my son throws the cake, and Filippa plays the guitar on the guy getting tattooed. So I just thought it was such a fun idea. And it was really fun to do, to create that video, to, yeah, shoot it.
So now, you had just mentioned, you know, like in these crazy times that, you know, the world's going through, how's it been for you guys? Because, I mean, like you said, you guys are like always on the road, you're always doing shows, and now like everything is shut down. So like, what the hell have you guys been doing? Like, did you guys have this album like already recorded? Was it already planned? Did you guys go in and do it now during this, or?
It's strange how everything happened, but we recorded the album at the end of January, beginning of February.
Okay.
So it was already done before we went on tour with Rose Tattoo in March. And then before, in February, we also shot two videos and did all the photo shoots. So we were really like, we had good time. And then Corona happened, and I mean, it was just we were just really lucky that we had time to do all that stuff.
Right.
So we are releasing a single in a month, and we have the video already. I mean, we shot the two videos in one day. So
cool.
I don't know. We've been very proactive, I guess, without even knowing it. but it's been super strange. Everyone is like, we're in constant contact over WhatsApp, and we have band meetings. And luckily, me and Philippe are neighbors, so we can meet up and jam and write new material and stuff like that. But it is very weird.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, at least you guys don't have the riots going on now, like we have here.
That's true. We did. Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's so crazy. Like, there's so much crazy stuff happening in the world right now. It's intense.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, as a matter of fact, last night I ran over to my local liquor store to go get a couple bottles of wine, and they're all boarded up. I'm like, well, what's going on? They're like, we heard rumors there's going to be some protests and riots. I'm like, yeah, well, let me stock up now.
Stock up.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, tour dates, you guys have tour dates listed on the Facebook page, but are the ones over the summer, are they still a go, or is not till the fall, or?
I think everything is canceled until September.
Okay.
We have this fire truck thing planned once we release the album, and that's in August, and that's in Germany. But at the moment, we're not even sure we're allowed to travel because Sweden has been so liberal with our quarantine. I guess we're not allowed to go anywhere now. We're like the plague bearing kind. No, but I don't know. But it's we'll see if we're allowed to travel. But I'm hoping and we're counting on it because we really, really want to start playing and tour again. But as of right now, the September things tour is happening.
Cool.
And then, yeah, that's what I'm focusing on at least.
So could we possibly see, you know, if everything works out right, 2021 Thunder Mother United States?
Absolutely, absolutely. We were going to go on tour with Udo in the States, and then there was talks about something else. So it's definitely it's going to happen. We just don't know exactly when. I mean, next year, I think we were going to do over 100 gigs this year. I think 2021 is going to be slightly more since everything got canceled this year. And honestly, I can't wait. I miss the road. I miss the stage so bad. So I can't wait for it all to start up again.
Yeah, I think once it does start up, and I think this is for all the bands like you guys, like, I think it's just going to be an explosion. I think everybody's just going to go hog wild.
Yeah, for sure. And the festivals are going to be, I mean, festivals are always fun, but I'm thinking that 2021 is going to be bananas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the fans better get ready.
Yes.
So, all right. So where should we send everybody? Where's the best place to find out more about Thunder Mother, get the new album when it comes out? They can pre-order it. Where's the best place to go?
Thundermother.com is there. You find all the links for all our platforms there. Thundermother.com, and then you can follow us on Instagram. It's Thundermother, and Facebook, Thundermother. I mean, it's very easy. As long as you know our name, you can find us everywhere.
Yeah, and this way. And everybody else.
AFM has it too, and then the EP. Oh my god, it's like that merchandise shop. I should know this, but I don't remember the name right now.
Yeah, everybody needs to go and get the merch. Help support the band, and
yes,
make sure you follow them on social media. And everybody else can become jealous of these parties, like I am.
Yeah, but once we are in the States, what city are you in?
I'm in Nashville.
Oh my god, I want to go to Nashville so bad. Yeah. A lot of my old, a lot of people that I went to school live in Nashville now.
Ah, see, the funny thing is I just moved here from Philly 9 months ago, 10 months ago. And the scary part is a few months ago, before the whole pandemic thing, I was at the gym and I saw the old singer from Thunder Mother as I'm on the treadmill. I'm like, wait a minute. That's freaking Claire from Thunder Mother.
Yeah, that's why she quit the band, because she wants to do country music.
Yeah, she does. Actually, my girlfriend's brother-in-law, her sister's husband, is a songwriter here in Nashville, and he does a ton of stuff with Claire all the time.
Very cool. Yeah. I think she's awesome. And honestly, I have nothing but love for her. I mean, she quit, and that gave me this opportunity. So how could I ever feel anything negative or bad towards her? I think, and I wish her all the best and luck, you know? Like, you need to go where, you need to follow your heart, like, always. And if your heart is in country, then that's what you should do.
It's like you said, things happen for a reason.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah. But for sure, when we get to Nashville, we're definitely going to have a crazy party.
Absolutely. I'm there. Well, this has been great talking to you finally. I'm loving the new music, love the new video, and can't wait for the, I already heard the full album. So I was a lucky one. So I can't wait for the rest of the world to hear the whole album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, the same.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.